blokes who were reasonably happy. Of course, last year they were a little bit sad, but it's all good now. Of course, the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys have helped themselves to their first home grand final and helped themselves to their first home premiership. And I'm talking to a couple of blokes who are now premiership winning coaches. One bloke's called Tom Cullen, the other is Hunter Harley. Gents, what a fantastic thing. Just soak it in and really enjoying it at the moment in the middle of the field. But Hunter, how does it feel to be a premiership winning coach?
Oh, look, it doesn't get any sweeter than this. The way it was structured, it made it probably one of the hardest comps and in the last decade to win. And I feel, you know, 50th year and the first home premiership in 32 years. I mean, Tom and I were born, well, I was born that year. Tom wasn't even thought of. So, yeah, it's a great thrill.
What about you, Thomas? Of course, fantastic to be part of the ambience here and just getting the job done. Is it incredible joy or just a massive amount of relief considering you were the best side all year as well?
Yeah, it is relief. I mean, getting the home grand final, I guess we added a bit of pressure on ourselves, but we came through with the goods. Hunter and I have been coaching for 2 years, and I guess it's all been leading up to today. It was a building block last year, losing that grand final. We learned a lot from it, and I think, you know, that's where we improved today on our preparation, things like that.
Came out like an absolute house on fire. Tim O'Brien richly deserved as the man of the match, and you guys really got stuck into the Pirates. And how'd you feel after the first 20 or 30 minutes where you basically owned the game?
Yeah, look, I thought that's the perfect start. We spoke about that all week, to start like that. But yeah, that was really putting us in good stead. But after Pirates hit back when we were 18-3 and they scored a try, I sort of, my gut told me it was going to come down to the 80th minute, and unfortunately it did, but we got the right result, so that was fortunate.
And what about yourself, Tom? It was one of those things where fantastic start, but Pirates were never going to be anything but relentless with the talent they've got. Dougie Biffin, Josh Stewart, Moods controlling the room. But I think what helped you is they made a couple of really crucial errors.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like we had, I think, a 13-point buffer there at one stage, but it was never enough against the Pirates. They can score from anywhere. You know, I think we've got to give credit to our backs for their unbelievable defence. We knew their danger men, who they were, Douglas, Starr, Biffin, and we really shut them down all day. And I think that's... yeah, where we won the game.
Of course, Hunter, fantastic to see that the grand old man of world rugby, of course, David Boyle, he's 30, but he's got the knees of an 80-year-old. Fantastic early run here and just a real guiding light. Brendan, you know, he's got all the flash and all that sort of stuff, but it's fantastic to see that he's been able to get success after all the darn injuries and all the pain and all that sort of stuff. And they're part of the great stories that, you know, work throughout the club.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Boyle is a class probably above the zone in his day. To get him to commit fully and just to manage his body this year, like we had to give him time off, you know, train him sparsely, everything like that, because he's so highly geared. To get him here on grand final day, that was one win, because we knew by having him here, he was going to mark Jake, and he's probably done the best job out of everyone in the zone this year on Jake. So Jake's a quality footballer, and Dave Ball's a quality footballer in his twilight, so it was great that those two played in the grand final against each other. And Boyle, the old dog, got the result today. Not to say Jake didn't play well, but...
yeah. You're able to control, you know, a fair bit of the field there, Tom, and really get stuck into the Pirates as far as the scrummaging goes. It was fantastic patience by the whole team to just keep hammering Pirates. End up turnover anyway a little bit later on in the game, but it's just a great tribute to the fellas there. Todd Farrow, the leaders within your team. Great line-out this year, and the scrum was fantastic with the big fellas up front.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from last year, we learned our lesson in not having a solid set piece. So that's what we went for all year with the help with Warwick Moppet. And I was pretty impressed by Pirates' set piece today. I thought they really stood up. But yeah, we've probably set our platform off our line out in the scrum all year. We've got some sharp backs. And yeah, I think the way we stood up there today, even though the momentum might have shifted a couple of times, we just kept the pressure on in the forwards. And yeah, it was a great result.
Back at the legacy of this team, of course, a couple of years ago, Jason Elms did a lot of the spade work for you guys, and he's got to be thanked. Also, of course, the heroes such as Phil Ranger and also a Noddy as well, you know. These guys make sure your players, instead of having 4 weeks off, they have 2 weeks off or a week off, or are able to play in semi-finals.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it'll even you'd go back further than that. It was when Jack come back to the club as president in 2008 and Michael Guest stepped into the coaching for 2 years and they made the grand final in 2009. A lot of those blokes that played today were in that team. Like, there's probably at least four or five that are the veterans now, so it took 6 years in the making, but yeah, those blokes were certainly behind it. And then we had the Elms a year, and yeah, it just set it up well for us to bring a bit of youth in and get the right balance.